Good morning, Earthlings. I hope that you had a good rest. Today is another day to study and explore these amazing beings, your own personal Earthling sample that you get to be with all day to see how do they eat, how do they walk, how do they formulate a thought, how do they reach for the food, how do they chew their food? You get to explore this the whole day. So hopefully you'll find that as exciting as I do. So I'd like to talk a little bit more about the noting practice that I mentioned yesterday. So if you recall, the proximate cause of mindfulness to arise are moments of mindfulness. And yet, how do we start this process of deepening mindfulness? The factor of sampajana, or clear perception, can really support us in deepening mindfulness. When we perceive objects that are being known in our mindful awareness clearly, that really strengthens this quality of mindfulness. So the noting practice was really highlighted by Venerable Mahasi Sayadaw. I'm pretty certain that there are other Vipassana lineages that's also used a form of noting practice, but the Venerable Mahasi Sayadaw was really the one who said this is really crucial for insight meditation, that we make use of noting as a tool to strengthen clear perception and mindfulness. So what's important to say is that when we use noting, we don't go looking for things to note. It's not like we are searching for things that we can give a note. One teacher talked about noting practice as putting little sticky notes, little yellow sticky notes on all our experiences. And I thought that was a good image. But we're not sort of going out looking for things that we can put a sticky note on. We are staying with our chosen object of attention. For many of you right now, that's the breath. Or maybe overall body. So we're sort of staying with that. And then within that knowing of breath, we can use a soft, gentle background note. So there might be in-breath, out-breath, pushing, softness, rising, falling. So whatever is becoming known around the breath sensations, you can give it a little gentle note. What's important is that the note is not in the foreground of our practice. It's simply a skillful means that can support just a little bit more clarity around what are we actually noticing. And then, of course, a lot of the time, the mind, the attention is going to be pulled to something else. And that's a really great time for us to make, again, a gentle mental note when the mind is being pulled into hearing. So we're with our breath, and then at some point, hearing becomes the predominant experience. And then we just note hearing. Or thinking, or pressure, if there's a pressure sensations in the body, or heat in the body, or any phenomena that's in the body that's becoming predominant, we can simply give it this gentle note. So there's noting in our actual formal practice, and then there's noting, which is really helpful when we move around the building, when we move around outside, all the in-between time, in between the formal practice periods. And those times, it can be very helpful for us to begin to bring this continuity of mindfulness into all those activities by, for example, noting you're lifting your arm to open a door. So you could note lifting, touching the door handle, pushing, opening. That can be very helpful in bringing this continuity of mindfulness into all of your other activities. So I want to say one more time and emphasize that it's a skillful means to strengthen mindfulness, and it's less important that you get the note correct, that you get the absolute perfect note for an experience. It's much more important that you are deepening your mindful awareness. That's really the purpose of the noting practice, not to get it right, but just to begin to have more clarity about what is happening in the present moment and how your attention is often pulled in many different directions. One way I practice that's been really helpful when I have all this in-between time has been to simply notice how attention is pulled to different sense doors. So for example, walking outside, I may have the sensation of walking as my primary focus, the feet touching the ground, and there might be a noting there of lifting, placing, moving. And then at some point, of course, a sound will pull the awareness, the attention, or a sight will now pull the attention. And just to note seeing, hearing, thinking, and then at some point coming back to what is my formal practice here. And that sort of knowing the different sense doors and how the mind is pulled in to one of the different sense doors can be very helpful. So this is something to experiment with today as you are continuing to be with your earthling sample. This might be a tool for you to see what they're up to, what they do. So again, don't make it a pressure, but take the parts of it that might be of use to you, and you can experiment and see how this might support your mindful awareness. Okay. So we'll move into a still sitting practice now.